This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The female version of March Madness descends on Dallas tonight. The NCAA Women's Final Four tips off at 6:30 at the American Airlines Center. Nancy Lieberman knows a little bit about that madness. She led Old Dominion to 2 national championships and was elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Today, she lives in Plano when she's not roaming the sidelines for the Sacramento Kings. She's one of just 2 female assistant coaches in the NBA. Nancy Lieberman, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
When you were in college, we didn't even have an NCAA basketball tournament. What's been the biggest change in the women's game since then?
Well, the competition back then was unbelievable. And for Old Dominion, you know, to have won back-to-back national championships.
Right, when you were there.
It was the first time women's basketball was ever live. The championships on NBC, they had been tape delayed prior to that.
And your team those 2 years went 79-2. Compare that to the run that Connecticut's on right now. They've won 111 straight. This could be their 5th straight national championship. Why do you think there's such a gap between UConn and everybody else?
They have a higher standard. And when you come to UConn, you know you're going to be playing for a national championship. You're going to be playing to be a number one draft pick. You're in the WNBA. The stakes are just higher. And I think that has separated them from other teams.
This is the first time Dallas has hosted a women's Final Four. What does it mean for your adopted hometown?
It means everything. And I will take you back to one morning about 2 years ago. It's early, and I get a text from Rick Carlisle. And he
says, coach of the Mavericks.
Mavericks coach. He says, you have to come to this meeting with me. This is the last kind of interview or presentation for Dallas in front of the NCAA Women's Committee. So I go there. I said, there's 4 or 5 cities out there that are vying for this. They weren't here in 1980. I was drafted in 1980 by the Dallas Diamonds. Dallas, Texas was ahead of the curve. They deserve to be rewarded because they just didn't come after the NCAA tournament when it was sexy and profitable and high visibility. Dallas, Texas was here before any of those other cities. And if you go to another city, you're not rewarding somebody who's been there before everybody else. And it was just quiet. And Coach Carl looked at me and Rick said, okay, we're good.
You were the first woman to coach a men's pro team. You're one of only 2 women on an NBA coaching staff. Are you angling to become the league's first female head coach?
No. I'm just trying to be as good a contributor as I can to the Sacramento Kings. I think in the Fortune 500, there's 25 female CEOs. So why not in basketball? I don't have to compete against you anymore physically. I just have to be able to help you be the best that you can be so you can get we can get you to that next contract and you can contribute to your team.
Is there a challenge convincing men's players that you have it as a coach as much as the guy who used to coach?
No. Players are smart. And these guys, these young guys, they've grown up in many cases with strong moms, dominant moms in their family. And quite frankly, if they think that I can help them get to the next level, they don't care if you're white or black or a woman or a man. They just want someone who's going to be an asset to them in their career.
The Final Four is in Dallas just as the state legislature is debating the so-called bathroom bill. That kind of law caused the NCAA to shun North Carolina as a tournament site. Do you think Texas is in danger of that?
Well, there's precedent being set for danger of losing some of these events. It's such an odd political time in our country. We have to be fair, and we have to be right in how we treat people. As a woman who seeks out equality all the time, since I was 10 years old, just give me a chance. Just don't discriminate against me. I know what discrimination looks like, and I also know what opportunity looks like. And I would hope that the state of Texas would see that we have to give people opportunity.
Nancy Lieberman, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.